What up, y'all? Good afternoon. So, I'm just chilling, per usual. I really feel the need to talk about how we raise our children. I know you've probably seen it on my story, talking a little bit of shit, but it really is serious. Like, it's super serious. I never knew that until a child is 6 years old, their brain is operating in the same state as when someone is hypnotized. So, that being said, I just learned that actually not that long ago. But that being said, everything that happens to that child from until the age of six is subconsciously embedded in them and is going to affect their whole entire life. Like, I hope you guys realize that. You are responsible and you are affecting another human being's whole entire life. And by doing that, by not really taking care in raising your children correctly, you're unintentionally just creating problems for other people in the future, because now you're releasing this unstable adult that doesn't know how to function properly, doesn't know how to do things properly in life, doesn't know how to communicate properly, doesn't know how to work with their emotions properly, doesn't know how to function properly. Like, you're giving us all of that to deal with as an adult. So now you're putting people like myself, who's choosing not to be a product of my childhood, now you're putting, forcing us to interact with people who are a product of their childhood. And it really fucking sucks. So instead of just like concentrating on the adult being the problem, I want to concentrate on the parents that raise the adult. So if you have kids, like, you have to just remember that everything that you say, everything you tell them, how you make them feel, how you treat them, that's going to in turn be how they feel they should deserve to be treated when they get older. So if you treat your children like shit, people will never admit it. Oh yeah, I treat my kids awful. Like, no one will ever admit it, but only you know what you really do. So if you treat your children like shit, you're now raising them to believe that they're only worth shit, that they're only worth being treated like shit. And they're also going to treat everybody they encounter like shit. And it's just a really fucked up circle, because nobody ever addresses the fact that it starts when you're little. So another thing too, like, if you're raised crazy, if you were raised crazy, even if you weren't raised crazy, whatever reason you feel like you can fuck up in life, because a lot of people use their childhood as an excuse. Oh, well, I was raised this way, so I'm act this way. No, motherfuckers, you don't have to act no particular way because you were raised a particular way. That's the dumbest shit I ever heard. It really is. Like, you have a choice. You have a choice to let your childhood, your past, your life, your woes and the bad things that have happened to you in your life. If you are now 30 years old, let's just say, for example, 35, I'm 35, whatever, and you're still using that as an excuse to be a fuck up in life, now you are just choosing to be a fuck up in life and you're just accepting it. And it's not okay. But if you're choosing to just be like, wow, that's how I am, that's how I'm going to act, oh, well, deal with it, like, you're fucking up and you're not being the best person you can be, and you're really fucking up the life of whoever has to deal with you. Like, y'all don't realize this shit. When you're fucking up in your own life, you're unintentionally fucking up everyone around you life. You know, like, you're causing unintentional issues. So we all need to get our shit together, y'all. A lot of us were raised crazy, and not a lot of us choose to move past it and do better. So I feel like if more of us chose to, you know, just forgive your parents for whatever or whoever fucked up your childhood, forgive them and be like, well, I know what not to do and I'm gonna do better, and do that. Because all this bullshit of just accepting being a fuck up, like, I'm tired of that shit. I'm tired of seeing the shit. I'm tired of dealing with adults who are more immature than 12-year-olds sometimes. Like, it's dumb, you feel me? And so we really need to take extra care in raising our children. The most important thing is we need to make them feel important. You know, when my son's with me, he knows that he's the most important thing with me. He's, you know, I don't know. You give them hugs, just make them feel important. Let them be themselves. All of this, why are you wearing that? And why are you doing this? And why are you doing that? And that's not cute. And change that. And go put a hat on because your hair is messy. All that kind of shit. It's fucked up. Let the kids be themselves, as long as they're not being a fucking retard. You know what I mean? In the sense of like just being an asshole. Don't let them do that. Duh. But you know what I mean. We need to embrace kids and their creativity and their innocence and all of that, because kids aren't born, we're not born a certain way. We are taught. Okay? We're taught a certain way. Things have been, the way that we think is because we've been structured to think that way in one way or another. Like if you look back to when you were little, things you can remember, just look really deep and see if you can connect how you act in certain situations now with why you act like that. What happened when you were little that made you react to this situation this way now? And when you start doing that, like, it's pretty fucked up. But it also starts you on a road of realizing you don't have to be a fuck up. You don't have to be like, oh, well, my family, you know, is all fucked up, so I'm going to go and just be fucked up too. Nah, hell no. I know I'm cussing a lot in this episode. I apologize, but I'm just a little flustered right this moment. I cuss a lot when I'm flustered. My bad. I'm gonna have to work on that, huh? Anywho, that was just a little thought that I wanted to share that was too long for my stories. Just, you know, love the shit out of your children and just love them unconditionally. Let them be themselves and accept them for being themselves. Show them how they should be treated. That way when they get older, if they're treated any less than that, they'll be like, hell no, I ain't gonna be treated like this. That's wrong. You know what I mean? They won't even know how to accept it because they're not used to it. So treat your children well. It'll just make the future better. It really will. Anywho, adios, motherfuckers.